Hey, welcome to the Warm on 1.3, the after show. It's the podcast with Tony, Christy, and Nikki. You know, I like to start out the podcast with some silly information that means nothing. Earlier today, we talked about on the show that Nestle's Toll House is starting a delivery service for chocolate chip cookies.
That ain't right. We're already obese.
Oh, that's, you kidding me,
man? Girl. That's like,
I wish I had that in college at around 2 in the morning.
Seriously. Oh, Lord.
But I have some more cookie information. The Oreo. The ratio of cookie to cream in the original Oreo is 71% cookie and 29% cream, in case you're interested.
And has it changed?
Well, they have the double stuff Oreo, and then
they have
the thins, which nobody needs thin. Who wants thin, right? Oreo thins.
But if you're going to eat
like
Oreos,
the
eat the double stuffed. I mean,
double
come
stuffed.
On!
I know. That's fine with me. So exploding head syndrome. Have you ever heard of exploding head syndrome?
I have not.
Yeah, what is this, Tony?
This actually happens to me once in a while. It happened just the other night. That's why I'm interested in it. It's when you're falling asleep, but you hear a loud noise inside your head. Not in the real world. It's inside your head. And it happened to me twice in the last month.
Wait, and did you say while you're sleeping or while you're
while
awake?
You're falling asleep.
Okay. Oh,
okay?
Wow. Ooh.
And then boom, and you wake up because you feel like you heard a loud noise in the house, but it's in your head. It's actually happened to me twice in the last month. One, when my wife was out of town and I thought, oh, God, somebody's in the house.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right? And it's weird because it's like, for me, when it happens, it's not only a loud noise, but it feels like a lightning strike. It's like your nerves or something just go pop.
Oh,
you know?
I've had that. I've had that, too. And I, like, jerk. Do you jerk?
Yes.
Like, your whole body, like, kind of boom.
Yes. So it's kind of a weird thing. It is very strange, but that has happened to me twice in the last month, and it's weird. I don't know if there's any explanation for it, but I love the name.
Okay, or something wrong with you?
I don't know. Well, what do you think? It's me.
on the conversation about this kind of thing, I am a twitcher. Do you guys twitch as you fall asleep?
Once in a while. Yes, it's happened.
I'm now with somebody, so normally, you know, what's my cat going to tell me? Hey, you're twitching at night.
right.
But Shane tells me, he says, I always twitch before I go to sleep, like violently.
Really?
Yes. He says it's ridiculous, and it's something he's had to get used to.
Wow. Oh, that is so strange.
Isn't that weird?
You two are very weird.
I guess he looked it up because I did it so much. It's extra energy in your muscles.
Well, wonder
that are trying to leave, you know, as you go to sleep.
Yeah.
We're not surprised. Nikki has extra energy in her muscles.
In her muscle. I know. But I do love the name of it, though. Exploding Head Syndrome. What a great name.
Wow.
It's just, you know, I've actually had a sound in my head, because it used to take me a long time to go to sleep. And I remember a couple years ago, I actually heard a clicking noise in my head. It was like somebody turned off a switch, and I fell asleep. It was, it's weird. My brain is weird.
And you really question why you don't get to sleep?
I know.
You both have problems. These are not normal problems.
Yeah. No, I got
my biggest problem is I'm a grinder at night.
Oh, you grind your teeth?
I have a mouth guard, yeah.
Yeah, I grind too.
Yeah. Do you have a mouth guard?
I have a retainers.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You got something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grinding my way through those plastic retainers too.
Girl, I hear you.
Well, you know, a lot of people to go to sleep, they watch TV.
Jason does.
What are you guys watching? I just started a new show on Netflix, at least new to me, called Lupin.
Is it any good? I've seen it. What's it about?
Oh, my gosh. So I love it. And it's French. I had no idea. I was like, why are their mouths not matching up? And then I realized it's voiced over in English. Mm-hmm. It is so good. You got to start
watching
it.
What's it about? Give me
it's this dude. His dad, when he was a boy, his dad got accused of stealing this like crazy expensive queen's necklace or something. And he doesn't believe his dad did it. Then the show goes on and he becomes like this almost like Robin Hood criminal where you love him that he's stealing stuff, you know?
Okay, all right.
But it's really, really good. I'm really enjoying it.
I'm watching, Kim and I are watching The Sinner. Have you ever heard of this
show? Oh my gosh, which season?
I'm on season 3 now.
Oh, the one with the hot guy that's crazy?
Matt Bomer, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I became a huge Matt Bomer fan after watching that.
Oh, well, did you see, what was the show we used to have where he was an ex-con?
Oh,
I can't remember. It was a great show. Oh, it's going to drive me nuts. But yeah, I like Matt Bomer. He's great.
Oh, he's so hot. And of course, you know, he's so good looking. He's gay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't like my kind.
He doesn't like that. But The Sinner's an interesting show. I really enjoy it. Jessica Biel is the executive producer, and she was the person in season one.
Right, which was crazy. Yeah. By the way, Matt Bomer was in Magic Mike. I don't know what
yes,
crime show you're talking about.
That's what he was. Yeah.
Let's talk about the important roles, Tony. I mean, come on.
I know. Okay.
Christy, what are you watching?
I watched The Crew. It was I like comedies. I like funny comedies.
Wait, The Crew?
Yes, with Kevin James. It's a comedy on Netflix that just came out.
Yeah, I got through about 5 minutes.
It's like a NASCAR comedy. You didn't like it? It's hilarious.
No. Yeah, not
that. Oh, no. Mall Cop?
Yes.
He plays Mall Cop?
Yes. It's funny. You don't like
it?
Nah. Yeah. Any show with a laugh track, I'm already suspecting.
Oh,
you know?
I like comedies and stuff.
Yeah.
So I did that. But my main thing, I was so excited that I got to watch Nate play basketball yesterday.
Yay. Hi, girl.
Actually,
how, is
in
he
person.
Like the star like he is in every other sport?
He's awesome. So, I mean, there's other kids that are good, too.
I mean, did he score?
Yeah. No. No, Nikki, he didn't score.
Not at all?
No, he
Please,
did.
Nikki.
He scored a lot.
Like, how much? Did you count?
Normally we do, but I didn't this time.
Oh, okay.
They lost count. That's how it is.
Yeah.
You know?
They won both games. Nate scored a lot. A couple other kids scored a lot. Nate got a lot of rebounds. Another kid that has size 14 feet and is an inch taller than Nate got a lot of rebounds. He wasn't playing yesterday, but he normally gets rebounds.
Somebody too. Is taller
Are they on the same
Nate?
Team?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God. The Twin Towers. This thing's just amazing.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we're going to call it that, but.
Yeah, I know.
And then it was like old home week for Jason. He ran into a guy that used to go to McQuaid with, who was coaching his son. His son's a fourth grader playing up into a fifth and sixth grade league, right? Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
And so it was just cute. And then he ran into another woman, and I go, who was she? Who are you talking to?
Another woman?
He was talking to a woman.
Shoo.
And I said, who's that? And he just goes, oh, I went to college with her. I go, at the University of Richmond? Like, you ran into her? He goes, no, when I went to Siena, because he went to Siena first.
Where is Siena?
By Albany.
Okay.
Yeah, and I said, okay, just checking. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why is she here?
Yeah. Why are you talking to her? Okay.
So we did that. And Jason and Nate were supposed to, but apparently they're turning around and coming back. They were going to go to the cabin because the cabin is under apparently 4 feet of snow.
Oh, my.
Yes.
In the Adirondacks?
In the Adirondacks. And Jason's worried about the roof.
Oh, goodness.
So he was going to go and try to clear some of that snow off.
What happened that they're coming back?
He said there was like a blizzard and a winter storm warning.
Severe weather? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Really bad weather. Probably going to get more snow on the roof. Probably not a good time to try to take snow off the roof. I'm just saying.
Oh, men.
Yeah. So he took Nate like out of school. So I'm like, normally I'm like, what do I say for this? You know what I mean? He's that sick. He doesn't have a doctor's appointment. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be honest. He's hanging out with his dad today and doing this and that. He's not going to be there. Those teachers are so positive. I loved it because I was hesitant for Nate to even go, but that's my own problem. And they're like, oh, what an adventure for dad and son.
Oh,
and
my God.
The other teacher was like, oh, that's so cute. Nate's going to build his muscles up for the ladies. And I'm just like, and then here's me going, I'm worried. But they put a better spin on it. And I'm like, what a great idea. So I was all positive. Then Jason Collins goes, turn it around. I was like, what? I was finally all in on this little trip. But that's okay.
After
that's
all okay. that.
Yeah.
Better safe than sorry.
Right.
I have an award for the person who has a special place in hell reserved for them. Nick, you must have heard about this. They found a bunch of cornflakes. Instead of being frosted with sugar, they were frosted with cocaine. Did you hear about that?
No.
I heard about that.
Where?
Oh, well, let me find the story.
Were they just trying to get it like across the border or something? Like, I don't understand what that. What was the plan of that? How do you extract that?
Cincinnati. This was in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What human being does that?
Well, this is how they were trying to smuggle it.
Yeah. And then they were going to try to extract it, right?
Oh, my God.
44 pounds of cocaine-coated cornflakes.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. It was on an incoming freight from Peru.
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
They're great. I mean, really great. Really, really, really great.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
God.
Oh, goodness.
And then and the bomb squad, there's another story about that I think you'd get a kick out of. A bomb squad was called in for a suspicious package.
Oh, my gosh. We had this story this morning.
Go ahead. Finish it off.
Oh, so it was at a church. And, you know, there's just this black bag in front of this church. People are like, okay, dude, it's 2021. We're not messing around. We're calling the cops. See something, say something, right? Mm-hmm. They look inside. They don't hear ticking. Mm-mm. They hear purring. It was a mom and her little kittens.
Aww.
And it came with a note that said, Sprinkles had her babies. And I'm thinking, okay, and Sprinkles had babies, and then she went to church. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, they're out of me. I mean, I don't, I guess, so, you know, you could drop off babies, whether human or animal, at a church, no questions asked.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
And one final note, this is a video I want to see. CNN apparently has a video they've recorded 20 years ago, in case the world is ending.
Oh, okay.
I want to see that video. I just want to see,
yeah,
who's
too.
On it. I mean, 20 years ago, it's probably Wolf Blitzer. But I want to see what they say and what they, you know, who's on it and how dated it looks. But yeah, it's 20 years ago they did it, in case the world is coming. I guess, that's a severe way of saying it. But, you know, in case, I guess, you know, close enough to the end of the world. So,
jeez.
But I want to see that video. I don't know if I haven't Googled it. Maybe I'll Google it. I'm sure it's not up.
Yeah, I mean, that would be something that's like under lock and key, right?
You would hope so, but you never know.
I'm not going to bother.
Hey, guys, can we play that video where Rich Cornelia made the appearance on Jimmy Kimmel? I have it queued up. Are we allowed?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. So you were talking, you actually saw this,
well,
Tony?
I saw as I was watching it. Go ahead.
All right.
That's been a heck of a stretch of weather across our area. Wow.
These are icicles.
Wow.
Wow, look at how cold it is.
Low temperatures. Wow. 3 degrees. Wow.
Wow, is it cold? Wow, it's cold. Wow.
That was Rich.
I heard Rich,
cold.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Sometimes wow covers it.
That was well,
so good.
It's going to be in the 40s later this week, so our cold snap is over anyway. All right, gang. Share this with your friends on your Facebook page or Instas, whatever. Just go to warm1013.com and find the link there to our podcast, The After Show, and let's spread the word here, okay? Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
See ya.